Okay, if you were had a fire, you know, you might have a big piece of wood that you'd have toward the back of the fire that burned for a long time.
That's what's called a backlog.
Okay. And what do you call this, the black stuff that you have to clean out of your chimney?
I don't ever clean that up.
Well, the black stuff.
That's a soot.
Okay.
SOOT, I reckon. Okay. I guess that's the way you spell it.
Okay.
Now, of course, the ashes, I put the ashes on the garden. Did you know tomato plants that have plenty of ashes around them grow big and beautiful?
Really?
That's right.
I didn't know that.
They'll almost live in a, where you throw a bunch of ashes out.
Hmm. Do you know, though, speaking of tomatoes, you know there's a little tomato that doesn't get any bigger than this. Do you have a name for that?
I have some in the garden right now. Let me see what we do call them. I just call them little tomatoes.
You ever heard of cherry tomatoes or tomatoes?
Yeah, that's the name for them, cherry tomatoes, I guess. I've heard them call that. But they're a lot larger than cherries. Much larger than cherries. I just call them small tomatoes. Really, I don't know what the name is. It's been here. You see, they seeds can lay in the ground and come out next year. You don't have to plant them.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for when that happens, when something you've planted, you know, the next year, it just comes up on its own?
We have the old-time turnip greens. And they come up every year. Papa said he'd been in that garden ever since they moved here when he was 4 years old. And those turnip greens come up early in the spring, and then you can go out and get your turnip greens.
You ever heard that called a volunteer?
Yeah, it's a volunteer. It volunteers to come up.
Okay. Okay, and talking about things that you might have in a room, what do you call the thing that you're sitting in?
I'll just call it a chair.
Okay. What about that thing there that several people could sit on?
Well, it has lots of different names. Davenport, a couch, or...
What about if you could pull a bed out from it?
I'll have one out there that you can.
What do you call it?
I don't talk about them. I don't. But cots, you can call them cots, but they're not really cots. But you can sleep on them. I can put 13 people to bed here in this house without any of them having to sleep on the floor. And if I pull that one out, it'd be 15. 15 people.
Is there another name for couch? Davenport. Yeah. I think it's soap.
What?
Soap.
Soap.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all the same thing, just different names.
Okay.
Maybe built a little different. But
okay.
Anyway, more than one person can sit on it.
Okay. What do you call the room that you sleep in?
Bedroom.
Okay. And what about the things that you might have in the bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Well, I have a trunk.
Mm-hmm.
We have those old-time trunks. I have one trunk that it was made at home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was covered in tin. I don't mean tin. I'll take that back. Covered in leather.
Mm-hmm.
Covered in leather. And the other part of it, you know, to hold the leather on, was tin. It's back in the storeroom. I have other that were made in factories. And I have closets, and dressers, and chest of drawers, and things like that.